rest of the story. He was only 5 years old, and he was watching a city burn. That he was watching from a more or less safe distance mattered little. He was close enough to see people running madly from their homes. He was within earshot of the screams of those who could not escape the inferno. So the child's safe vantage point would not diminish the horror of that October evening. Only the circumstances would remain to be comprehended as he grew older. History tells us all about that tragedy, the Great Town House Fire in Boston, so named because it incinerated City Hall. Leveled the post office also. Also 100 or more private homes in the wealthiest and most densely populated section of the city. Boston had been parched and primed for this devastation by a severe drought. Because everything was so very dry, the fire spread very rapidly, and the conflagration had another ally, the disorganized resistance of those in its path. One group of folks wanted to rescue the steeple bell in the old meeting house. The would-be rescuers and the bell they sought to save were crushed and burned as the roof caved in. Another group of prospective heroes tried to create a fire break by blowing up some buildings. They succeeded only in adding to the casualty list. And so blazed Boston's Great Townhouse Fire, the largest conflagration recorded theretofore on the North American continent. By the time it burned out, 110 families were left homeless. And yet what the history books frequently fail to recall is that the Great Townhouse Fire was witnessed by a little boy of 5, and the vivid impression it made on his mind would last for the rest of his life. Boston's Great Townhouse Fire was seen through the eyes of a boy of 5, and it was a vision of terror he never forgot, and most memorable was the public chaos, the utter confusion of those victims who might have fought back. Consequently, this same boy grew to manhood with an extraordinary consciousness of fire and with a desire to find more effective ways of controlling it. History remembers him as a newspaper publisher who preoccupied his publication year after year with fire prevention pieces. Also, that's the same journalist who subsequently organized America's first volunteer fire company in the city of Philadelphia. His name was Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin. But now you know how it all began. The original inspiration, the night 5-year-old Ben watched Boston burn. For now you know the rest of the story.